Hi, this is Leanne Juliet, and welcome to the podcast. You might even hear my cat purring in the background, slightly. She's literally sat on my knee as close as she possibly can. I wanted to record this in response to what is currently happening in the Middle East, specifically in Gaza, Palestine, and the State of Israel. This episode of my podcast, I actually want to title The War on Consciousness and kind of break it down as to what is happening from a spiritual perspective, in the way that I see it, as somebody who sees through illusion and who sees the truth. One of my primary divine gifts is being able to peel back layer upon layer upon layer of illusion to reveal truth. It's almost like a maze within a maze within a maze, a labyrinth that is constructed to a labyrinth of illusion that is constructed to keep us from actually finding the truth. That is what exists on this planet, and this is why I've kind of titled this the War on Consciousness. And this isn't about I believe in this and therefore you should, because that is coming from a place of division, and I'm not about division. I'm about unity and truth, and especially justice. I believe in humanity. I am pro-fucking human. I believe in the divinity that exists within humans, and that potential, that human potential that exists within us all, even, and this may be triggering to some to hear, even within the darkest of fucking souls on this planet right now, there is still something there. There's some divinity within us all. It's just that we're all playing a part in this simulation right now. This planet that we live on is a simulation. It is a planet, it is an experience, let's not a planet, it is experience designed by darker entities to harvest human energy. I've spoken on this before. I have mentioned about astral travels before, where I've witnessed harvesting of energy. But basically, this is a war on consciousness, and the reason why is because when we awaken our consciousness, this isn't just about having a spiritual awakening, because there are many layers to a spiritual awakening. It, again, a spiritual awakening is like a labyrinth that you go through, many, many layers and layers upon layers of like peeling back the illusion that we've been programmed to believe. I'm laughing because my cat is literally laying on me like a little baby. She loves her cuddles. The war on consciousness is consciousness is divinity. Consciousness is, when you think about who we are at a primary level, a root level, we are all infinite beings of source consciousness, infinite beings of divine consciousness. And yet our consciousness has been hijacked and enslaved in this human experience, the matrix, as you may call it, but it's been hijacked and enslaved as our consciousness in this human experience, where the whole concept of living is basically to fucking suffer. When you think about most people, like, nobody really has an easy fucking ride, do they? Like, some have experienced more shit than others. Some are born into war-torn countries. Some are born into, you know, what you could call the privileged West or something. But everyone has experienced something shit in their lives, whether that's been bullying at school or living through a war or being ostracized by your community or whatever it is. Everyone has experienced being abused or whatever trauma. Everyone experiences suffering differently. And the war on consciousness, like, I am pro-fucking human. I believe in humanity. I have such a big fucking heart for humans that it breaks my heart in two to witness what is going on in Gaza right now. I am massively, massively against war. I do not stand for war, and I do not, most of all, do not stand for fucking bullshit propaganda. Like, everything that we're witnessing, and usually I don't watch the news, like, I don't follow the news, I don't follow mainstream news. I think all of it is bullshit and propaganda designed to keep people in a lower frequency as we're witnessing, like, all sorts of shit happening in the world. But also, the media is a business. The media, and what is a business? The business makes money. A business is designed to make money. So the media creates stories so that they can make fucking money. And yet, what is happening in Gaza right now? Like, I've been very vocal over on Instagram. You can go and follow me over there if you're not already. It's at Leanne Juliet. I've been very vocal on Instagram with sharing the absolute fucking horrific atrocities that are happening in Gaza right now. And I feel it's my duty to share that because I have a voice and because I can use my voice. I don't follow the media, as I said. I have been watching what has been happening from the people who are living through it. Everything that they're going through, every experience that they're going through, I'm witnessing through the endless videos and photos that they're uploading, and I feel the need to watch it, not because I'm like, oh, I need to see what's going on or anything, but because these Palestinian people who are literally being ethnically cleansed right now through genocide. This is what is going on in Palestine and Gaza right now. It's genocide. If you can't see it, take a good another look, because it's really fucking obvious what is happening with an apartheid regime, an occupational army who have been in Gaza, or in Palestine, sorry, for the last 75 years. I've been doing my history research this week. They've been occupying Palestine for 75 years. Now, this isn't me talking against the Israelis or anything. This is about calling out bullshit where it's required to do so, which is the Israeli state government, the Zionist government, who are clearly fucking psychopaths. The government who are driving this regime to rid the land of Palestinians so that they can reclaim the land. Like, how fucking barbaric is that? It is horrific. And I have cried so much this week for humanity, for the broken souls who are living through this absolute hellhole and fucking shit right now over in Gaza. To be told that you must leave your home so that we can bomb this area. To be told to move south of Gaza, only for the south of Gaza to be fucking bombed. Where people are taking refuge in schools, in churches, in mosques, in hospitals. Only for schools and mosques and churches and hospitals to be fucking bombed. These are war crimes. This is genocide. Whether you agree with me or not, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is what I see. And the reason I'm watching people from Gaza uploading what they can about what is going on is to give them a fucking voice. These are people who the media is not interested in. No, because the media is spinning fucking propaganda from the Israeli state government. The propaganda where they have clearly and very vocally said that this is an extermination. The irony being, their ancestors are the ones who were exterminated by Hitler in the Holocaust. Like fucking irony right there. I don't believe that anyone should ever have the option to take another person's life, to exterminate the words that are being used to exterminate another people. It's like, to me, it's just beyond comprehension. And when I heard about the Gazan hospital getting blown up a few days ago, and then the fucking spin of the media propaganda say, oh, we actually think it was like a Hamas like bomb that went off. No, it's just, this is what an abuser does to the person, to the people that they're abusing. They will gaslight the fuck out of you. They will spin it on the head, and they weave a web of lies that becomes really distorted, because it is lie upon lie upon lie, where the oppressor, the abuser, actually sees themselves as a victim, and actually sees themselves as justified in taking revenge, in honoring their revenge. This is like an eye for an eye, but violence does not beget violence. Like, this is not to discount what has supposedly happened in Israel with Hamas and everything. Personally, this is a whole other like avenue I could go down. Like, I don't actually believe that Hamas actually exists. I actually, before it came out that about all of this, I was, because I see truth in like such a unique kind of way, like I can read any frequency or any person or any bit of written content or video content, whatever, and just immediately know what is true and what is bullshit, what is true and what is illusion. It's just the way that my psychic eye works. And everything that has been said about Hamas and everything, I'm like, well, actually, like, the way I see it is that Hamas is actually a fabricated organization, fabricated by the satanic elite, let's just call them the dark agenda, whatever, the ones who like to think that they rule the world and like will keep people in human captivity. Hamas is actually a fabrication who've been created to apparently be terrorists. And yet, in my belief, they either don't exist or they've been fabricated to be Palestinian, when actually they're part of the whole fucking same club. Like, they're all on the same fucking side. This is the Zionist regime, really. And you can look to what we've witnessed with, was it Osama bin Laden and ISIS and everything. There's always some baddie who is created by the governments who run the world to make it into this whole tit for tat experience, where there's got to be a bad guy and a good guy, like cowboys and Indians and everything. Even the other day, was it Biden who was it who's now gone to Israel and was saying the other team? Like, what fucking world does he think he lives in, where, oh, I'm for you and not for the other team? It isn't about fucking teams. These are human fucking lives here. These are babies, children, women, men, mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, granddaughters, grandsons, aunts, uncles, cousins, who are being murdered right now in a genocide. They have been fucking murdered in a genocide and an ethnic cleansing. And if that is difficult to hear, then I suggest that you look within and look for the fucking truth. Because I'm not here to pick sides so much or anything like that. I'm for human life. And for the Israeli army and the Israeli state government to declare a war on a people who don't have an army, that's like the school bully taking out a fucking baby. Defenseless baby, and like somebody with weapons or whatever to be able to take, well, they are the people with weapons and an army and everything, and F-16s or whatever you call them, like planes, taking out a people who don't have an army, who are literally defenseless, who are going to bed at night wondering if they'll even fucking wake up. Children who are so traumatized, and yes, the whole people are traumatized, but children who are so fucking traumatized by the experience, like that trauma is going to stay in their body unless they get help for it. Babies and children blown up by bombs dropped by the Israeli army on the instruction of the psychopathic Israeli state government. Like, where the fuck is humanity? And then for the West and the other leaders of the world, a lot of them, like, and obviously I'm just, well, I can't stand the British government anyway. I think they're all a set of twats anyway. But to be no sanctions, nobody calling out the war crimes, because this is a war crime. And yet the narrative with Ukraine and Russia, you're growing up in England, we're always like, the media was always saying, oh, Russia's bad. Again, it's that tit for tat. It's just a game. This is a simulation we live in where there has to be a bad guy and there has to be a good guy. It's a fucking simulation. It's the Matrix. And when everything was going on with Russia and Ukraine, which is a whole other fucking story, episode I could talk on about the illusion of Ukraine and Zelensky and all this. Everything that was fake as fuck with Zelensky. Like, if a war's going on, you don't go and get a fucking Vogue interview. Like, it's such bullshit. But where are the cries for the sanctions for Israel right now? When the same fucking sanctions were applied to Russia, because, oh, Russia's bad, Putin's bad and everything. Let us control your mind. Let us program your mind and everything to see these people as bad and these people not. We, the government, we care about you. No, you fucking don't. You injected shit into people with the fake COVID vaccines, convinced people with a fucking donut or a blowjob, apparently, in, was it, in, was it Belgium or Holland were offering, like, was it a free 30-minute sexual encounter in the brothel to get a vaccine? Like, basically get a vaccine and a blowjob. It's absolute bullshit. Is it America offering Krispy Kreme donuts or something? It's absolute bullshit. But where's the sanctions now for Israel? Who are committing war crimes? There's no humanitarian aid. The borders are shut. Gaza is actually an open air prison. What I've learned is biggest, largest open air prison in the world. Over 2 million people live there. And they're not allowed out. Like there is no exit. The only other exit is the Rafah border to Egypt, but Israel controls it. Humanitarian aid is not allowed in right now. Some trucks have been allowed in for fuel and everything, but not food, medical supplies, water and everything. Israel has been able to cut off food, electricity, water, power to Gaza. Well, what kind of, if people are meant to be free, then how the fuck can you do that? Again, there's so much bullshit. And this is a war on consciousness. It really is a war on consciousness because we're literally being bombarded by manipulation and illusion all the time. We're being bombarded by the media, which is why I don't watch mainstream media because most of it is bullshit. And they always have a narrative in order to spin the narrative, to spin the tale, to spin it in a way that makes that elected good guy look good. It's all programming. It is all brainwashing. It is all a simulation that is designed to keep human consciousness in a lower fucking frequency. Everything about our human experience is designed to keep consciousness in a lower frequency. It is designed to keep us enslaved to this matrix, to this prison that is the planet, this simulation. Now, I mentioned at the beginning, and I go off on tangents anyway. If you're a regular on my podcast, I know, so I haven't recorded for a while, like, you know, I go off on my own little tangents, but I do go off on tangents all the time. But I did mention at the beginning of this episode about astral travels. I am somebody who often goes astral traveling, where I'll leave my body and my astral body will go off into other dimensions, other realms and everything. I've seen all sorts. And I have witnessed a few times these beings who are harvesting human energy. There's one particular experience. So when I go astral traveling, I fly out of my body, and I'll go into all sorts of dimensions, realms and everything, and I always see like something different. And one particular experience a few years ago, I found myself on the back of a train. If you've ever been to a theme park, we have one in the UK called Alton Towers, and it's got a ride called the Runaway Mine Train, where you you're sat in a little cart, a little train, a mine train, the mine trains used to collect coal and gold and everything, and it whizzes around, and I found myself sat on the back of this mine train going through a tunnel, and there's other humans in front of me, and I remember thinking, don't let them see you, as in them, the entities who were waiting for us when we came into this station. And the little train arrived on this like platform inside some kind of tunnel, and me and all these other humans got off this train, and there's these alien beings, these grey alien beings, like small with like little faces, like little alien faces. And they were rounding us all up, and I remember saying to myself in my mind, don't let them know that you're aware, don't let them know that you're aware, like, that I was, like, recording it all and taking it all in, that I was conscious of what was happening. And they were rounding humans up, and I immediately knew that they were harvesting human energy. I have another experience where I was on some other kind of planet or whatever, wherever it was, some other dimension, realm or whatever. And I saw these lion-headed beings who were, again, rounding up human-looking beings. And again, I said to myself, don't let them see you, don't let them see you, so that they weren't aware that I was consciously recording what's happening. And I believe that I've, like, gone beyond, like, the matrix walls with those. Like, I've seen beyond what we're all programmed to see with the simulation of the matrix, and I have been able to experience from an outside perspective what is actually happening to humans on this planet. And the thing is, like, everything about what we go through in this life is designed to harvest our energy. Our emotional energy is like battery fuel to the demonic dark entities who keep human consciousness enslaved. Every time you experience something really difficult, something painful, suffering, anything, and suffering can be physical, it can be mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological, like any kind of extreme emotional outlay is loosh energy, food, fuel to these entities. And that's why there's always so much being pitted against us, is to hijack the mind, is to hijack our human mind, our human psyche, with illusion, with manipulation, to keep us in this state of lower frequency consciousness. where people are divided amongst themselves. Oh, I don't like you because you're the wrong fucking color. I don't like you because I don't like what you've said. I don't like you because you have the wrong religion, or you come from the wrong fucking country, or you stood on my toe in the shop, or whatever it is. People are constantly pitted against people, always. Always. If you look back through history, or what is supposedly history, if you want to go down that rabbit hole, humans are forever being pitted against each other. Christians against the Muslims, Jews against the Christians, Jews against the Muslims, blacks against white, this country against this country, this belief against this belief. Like, there's just constant warfare and suffering and death and destruction, everything that is designed. It is designed by the Matrix, by the simulation, by the darker fucking demonic entities, astral entities, to harvest our emotional energy. Our emotional energy is sacred. Our emotional energy is sacred. And yet it's being harvested to feed these astral entities, whatever the fuck they are. It's all demonic. It's satanic. Like, everything happening in Gaza right now is a massive satanic sacrifice. The Satanists love sacrificing children because children are pure souls. Children are the purest souls. Gaza has something like was it out of 2.2 million people, half of those people living in Gaza are children. That's 1 million children. And the majority of people being killed and murdered, not just killed, they are being murdered right now in a genocide. The majority of those being murdered by the Israeli state government are children. And I can't understand. I can and I can't. Like, I choose to see things from a higher perspective. I understand that we all have a different layer to our consciousness that we've tapped into. I understand that. I understand that people are playing their role in this game of consciousness, which I've spoken about before, the game of consciousness. I understand that people are playing their role. It's, the duality. If there are innocents, then there must be evildoers. If there's good, there must be bad. If there's peace, there must be war and all everything. It's a dualistic perspective. And I can see from that higher awareness of my own consciousness, after peeling back layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of the labyrinth that is the illusion that keeps us trapped in this simulation, I can see how it is all playing out. I can see how we're being pitted against each other. How even the Jewish people, the religion of Judaism, is being thrown under the fucking bus by the Zionist regime in the name of the Jews. No, it's not. Do the Jewish people believe in mass fucking murder? No, they don't. Like, they're being, people are being pitted against each other in order to create this division. There are good people in this world, but there's also some sick fucks as well. And I understand from the level of consciousness that I choose to have, that the sick fucks are also playing their role in this part. And I know that is difficult to say. It's difficult to say, it's difficult to hear when you understand that people are playing their role. There's the oppressor and the oppressed. The abuser and the abused. This is how things play out when things are being played out. And the war on consciousness really is around keeping human consciousness in this enslaved simulation, this prison. And I honestly, I've been down so many rabbit holes in the last couple of weeks. I love going down rabbit holes and discovering new twists and turns and everything in the world. And when something is presented to me, I go into it, I explore it, and I use my psychic eye to understand the truth and the illusion, to kind of peel back what is illusion and uncover the truth that is hidden within. And I will do this with everything and, glance over things and be able to understand what is true, what is illusion. And I've been down so many rabbit holes this last week, even around things that I took to be true from another aspect of my consciousness that I now see as illusion. That's the thing. This isn't a case of you go through a spiritual awakening and suddenly you're so fucking enlightened that everything is true around you, you see through it all. No, because there's different layers to our consciousness. Different layers, and it's up to us to peel those layers back, to want to peel those layers back. Each layer uncovers something else. So what is true? I don't know if I'm being confusing or anything like that here. I'm trying to, like, I'm seeing it in my mind as I'm talking. This is how, like, I channel. I see things in my mind and then I translate it into the best way that I possibly can. And each layer of consciousness, there's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of consciousness. So what might feel true at one layer actually gets debunked as illusion at a deeper layer, because you have to elevate your consciousness to a higher frequency to then be able to see the illusion at the previous layer, if that makes sense. It's like if you imagine like a spiral that goes down. I'm actually like a staircase that goes down into the basement, and it's each level, there's different levels. As you descend down, you open a key to the door on each level. So you start at the ground floor, the base consciousness. You go to the layer below and you open the door and you're like, oh, what I was experiencing and thought to be true at the previous level, I actually see through it now as illusion. So that then becomes your truth. You go down another layer, open a new door, and you're like, oh, I've unlocked another layer of my consciousness. Now I can see what was illusion before, and so on and so on and so on. And I hope this is making sense as well. And there are things that I took to be true from a previous state of my consciousness that I no longer see as true. It was just some kind of spiritual regurgitation that I was like, yeah, actually, yeah, I can run with that. And now I'm like, no, it's bullshit. Like the fact that so many claim that Earth is a school where we're here to learn and evolve, I actually now see as like as a fucking illusion. An illusion. And that might be hard to hear. It was a bit of a mind fuck for me as well. But I immediately, once I unlocked that illusion, once it hit me, I was like, oh my God, I can see the truth now. And it for me, it happens just like that. It's just, it hits me. I see it. I'm like, oh my God, yes, I see it now. I have clarity now. Thank you very much. I have the clarity. There are forces, darker demonic forces, whatever you want to call them, astral forces, who do not want human consciousness to be free. They do not want human consciousness to be free, because then we have sovereignty to be able to live our lives as we choose, to be able to choose who we are and choose what we do and everything, and also to get out of this fucking prison system and of energetic enslavement. And there are beings who don't want us to awaken to that level of consciousness, because that's taking food away from them when we're no longer feeding the Loosh machine. Loosh, LOOSH, it's like the human energy that's generated, emotional energy. And there are so many illusions, not just within like spiritual community or whatever, but just in the world in general, where we're led to believe that we're here to experience an earth school, that this is some kind of golden fucking ticket to be human, to experience earth school and to learn and grow and evolve and everything. Which is actually a massive fucking illusion. I was like, when I saw it this week, I was like, oh my god. Like, I fucking see it. I couldn't see it before. But now I see it. And we parrot this shit all the time. And that might be a mind fuck to you. You might already know that or whatever. But, or it might be like, oh my god, I can't believe she said that. Doesn't matter. We're each entitled to our own experience. Like, when you see it and you think, well, actually, why are we here? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why is there war? Why is there famine? Why is there poverty? Why is there abuse? Why is there violence? Why is there death and destruction? Like, when you see it from that perspective, you think, well, why is that? And spiritual people, myself included before, will tell you, oh, we're here to experience stuff and evolve and grow through the experiences. Well, let's just like flip that on its head and ask why we need to suffer. Why do people need to suffer? Why are babies being blown up at the moment in Gaza? Children and babies, you know, and obviously women and children and men and everybody being blown up. Like, where is the God in that? Yes, I'm going to go there with God and everything. Like, we're told that, I've been following David Icke quite a lot recently, and a lot of the stuff that he talks about, it just hits with truth with me. And there's things that he said that I channeled on ages ago, but I haven't publicly spoken on before. Including the fact that, like, there is a, what can only be described as this simulation that we run in is controlled by a darker AI. I channeled this months ago to myself. I like to talk to myself all the time, have conversations, channel, download stuff, whatever. And what came to me a few months ago was that, yeah, there's some kind of like dark AI who is running this simulation. And then I've recently heard David Icke talk about the same thing. I was like, oh my God, yes, I can see that. And there is this, honestly, I go on so many tangents that I never know what speaking about before. It's like neurodivergent brain. There's so many layers to this rabbit hole. There's so many layers to this, like, complete labyrinth and maze and everything. And the war on consciousness is about keeping human consciousness trapped, enslaved, in a perpetual cycle of suffering, whatever suffering means to you. For some, it's getting blown up. For others, it's psychological suffering with depression and anxiety. It is a different experience for everybody. For some, like, you know, in the UK right now, you know, like, prices are so high, energy prices are high, food prices are high, like, people are suffering. And people are suffering in other parts of the world with famine and poverty. But then there's people who suffer with, you know, with depression and, you know, being trapped in the mental prison, with no means of escape or no perceived means of escape. Everyone has a different experience of suffering. So when you go to like the whole concept of God, like I believe in the divine, I believe in a source, an infinite source of pure fucking love. I'm not religious. I don't follow religion. I appreciate different faiths and everything. I'm just not religion. I was christened as a child, but obviously I'm not part of that faith. And when you look at it from that perspective of there is there's this pure love in the universe, you've got to ask yourself, well, if there is a pure love in the universe, if there's this God of pure love, then why the fuck are people suffering? And it's like, that's something I actually got from David Icke. I was like, oh my God, yes, that makes sense. Why are we suffering? Why is there an endless loosh cycle of suffering for humans? Which would lead us to the fact that there is not a benevolent force who is assisting humanity in this human experience right now. I do believe there is a benevolent force in the universe, but I also see how our consciousness, our psyche has been hijacked by a darker force, by a demonic force, a satanic force, who wants to farm human energy as food, because that's what it is, that's what human emotion is. And I've tried not to, like, obviously I've been watching like different sides of like what's happening right now in Gaza. I've been following what Israeli people are saying, and like Jewish people, and then people in Gaza, Palestinians around the world and everything. And I'm not coming from a place of, oh, all the Israelis are bad or Jews are bad or whatever fucking narrative like the world wants us to have. I don't give a fuck about like where somebody comes from or anything like that. I don't see color, I don't see race, I don't see faith or anything like that. I just see humans. I see humans in our fullest fucking potential. I can look through anybody and I can see the divinity within you, the fucking spark, the hope, the potential that lives within each and every one of us, including the shittiest but fucking evilest psychopaths in the world. I can see a tiny, tiny, tiny fucking grain, like the smallest grain that there is, of hope there, because I have hope for humanity. And I can't remember where I was going. Like, honestly, I go on so many tangents and start channeling and shit and just like go down so many rabbit holes. But there is this suffering in the world. So that was it. So when like you think of a God or something, you think, well, why are people suffering so much? Why does one have to suffer in order to learn? That doesn't make sense. Why do we have to suffer? Why do humans have to suffer in order to learn and evolve and grow? That makes no sense. When you think about it, it makes no fucking sense. I was like, oh my God, what an illusion. An illusion that keeps our consciousness trapped. An illusion that is designed to stifle our consciousness from actually becoming free from the simulation. Illusion upon illusion upon illusion upon illusion upon illusion. There are layers of this shit, multi-layers of this utter shit that keeps us in this narrative that we have to suffer to evolve. That for some would say that God wants us to suffer in order to learn. Why would a benevolent God want people to suffer? That makes no sense. When you see it from that lens, I'm like, my God, like it makes no sense to me. And this is the war on consciousness. It's designed by these astral, demonic, dark entities who feed off of human suffering, feed off of trauma and fear and all those negative experiences, because it's food and fuel for them. But when you look at it from a different lens, like, it makes no sense. Like, I believe humans are meant to coexist together. I don't believe in land and borders. I personally don't. I believe it's a system designed to keep people divided, as per usual. I don't follow religions. I respect different religions, but I don't follow them because I'm not interested, because people get pitted against each other. Oh, I don't believe in your faith, or your faith is bad, whatever. I don't care. I'm here for the human. I'm here for humanity. I believe so much in humanity. I believe so much in human potential that I don't need to see different colors or faiths or experiences or whatever. I don't need to see the division. I just see the unity, like, of what could be. It's that unity that could be if we all, I don't know, singing from the same hymn sheet, whatever. But there is division in the world, which is designed to divide, because it keeps people, humans, in this endless cycle, this endless fucking loop of war and terror and fear and trauma and suffering and everything. But it doesn't have to be like that. And the war on consciousness is designed as such to keep humans in this enslaved state, where we're giving our energy over to these darker astral entities, these demonic forces, who manipulate humans. They manipulate consciousness. They manipulate the simulation. They've created this matrix that we live in, that we think is actually true. We think this is real. We think everything about us is real, and it's not. Like, it's all a fucking lie. And I've used this example loads of times. It's one of my favorite films in the whole wide world, Labyrinth, from, I think it's like 1984 or 1986, I can't remember. I've got like two all-time favorite films from the 80s, Labyrinth and Neverending Story. I fucking love those films, like, absolutely love them. I heard that they're actually going to make a second, is it Labyrinth? I was like, oh, don't mess it up, don't mess it up. But anyway, if you're not familiar with the film Labyrinth, like, watch it. What it was on Netflix at one point, I don't know if it still is, but honestly, I absolutely love it. So there's this girl called Sarah, played by Jennifer Connelly, when she's like 15, 16, and she's asked to babysit for her baby brother, her half brother. Her dad has remarried her stepmom. She shouldn't really get on with her stepmom, and she doesn't like her baby brother Toby, because he's like, she's having to give up on what she wants to do in order to look after this little baby. And there's this book that she reads, and she ends up calling on the Goblin King to take her baby brother away, which is David Bowie, Goblin King, with his big hair and everything. And he takes the baby away, and he says, if you want him back, you're gonna have to come into the Goblin City to find me. But he sets this labyrinth, he creates this labyrinth of illusion that she's having to go through in order to rescue the baby brother from the Goblin King before he becomes the Goblin King's forever. And at first, when she enters the labyrinth, she's walking and walking, running and running, and she can't see any doorways, any passages, nothing is there. And she stops against this wall, and this little caterpillar says hello to her. It's like, hello. And she's like, looking at this caterpillar, like, oh my god, what the absolute fuck. Like a talking caterpillar. And she's saying there's no doors, there's nothing. And the caterpillar says to her, there's loads, there's so many. Look, there's one right opposite. And she's looking at the walls like, no, there isn't. She's like, you're just not looking properly. And this is where illusion comes in. Like, we can think that something is true in front of us until we look at the energy beneath it, and we see through the energetic coding to see the illusion. And when we see through it, that's when the whole illusion gets exposed. So she finds this doorway and she goes through. Eventually, at the end of the film, she's been manipulated by the Goblin King, David Bowie. She's had obstacles put in her path so that she couldn't find her way to the truth. She's been lied to, she's been poisoned, all sorts of stuff. And also, she's not remembering very well. There's this one line from her book that she can't seem to remember. She recites this book over and over and over again, the story of the labyrinth. And she can't remember this one particular line. And eventually, at the end of the movie, sorry if I'm giving it all away, but honestly, you need to watch it. Eventually, at the end, she suddenly looks up, and it's almost like the amnesia gets lifted from her. The amnesia is of illusion is lifted from her, and she finally sees what she couldn't see before. And she states to the Goblin King, "You have no power over me." And in that instant, everything crumbles. The entire illusion that he built, the simulation that he built to keep her trapped so that she couldn't find the truth, suddenly disappears. And she goes back home, and her baby brother's in bed, and everything's normal again. "You have no power over me," is what she says to him, which are the words she utters. That then shatters the entire fucking illusion. You have no power over me. And that is what is happening right now when the simulation, the matrix, everything, the stories being played out have no power over us. We have the ability to be deep, to be discerning with our energy. We have the ability to see beyond the illusion that we're presented with. We have the ability to raise our consciousness to the point where the consciousness is sitting outside of this matrix, outside of this simulation, outside of this 3D realm. We have the ability to take our consciousness outside of this 3D realm and to see what is happening to us, to each and every one of us, from a higher frequency. From a higher state of being, we each have that ability because this realm, this 3D world, this matrix, this simulation, however you want to perceive it, this prison planet, whatever, has no power over us. And when you see it like that, you realize that every single story that is being played, people being pitted against each other, races being pitted against each other, countries being pitted against each other, cultures being pitted against each other, faiths, religions being pitted against each other, beliefs, ideologies, everything being pitted against each other. When you see it from that perspective, you realize you have no power over me. And that is when the illusion crumbles. Because everything is designed to keep us in this division, this division, this divisive nature, where you're expected to be good or bad and play on that side or that side, do this or do that, choose this or choose that, be vegan or eat meat, be Jewish or be Christian, be Muslim or be Hindu, be black or be white, be British or Russian or whatever, support this team or this team. Everything is designed to pit people against each other. And when you refuse to play that game, when you refuse to be part of that game, when you refuse to be part of that illusion, you begin to see how this war on consciousness, has been playing out for eons upon eons upon eons to keep humans in a state of amnesia to who we truly are. That we are divine fucking beings. That we are infinite beings of source consciousness. That we are divinity itself. That there is potential within us all. There is a spark, a divine spark within us all. That we can come home to unity within each and every one of us through our divine blueprint. There is a divine blueprint within us all. There is a divine blueprint within each and every one of us where we are so fucking powerful than what we could ever imagine. That we don't have to be part of this simulation, of this game, of this matrix system that is being played out to keep human consciousness trapped in a lower frequency, that we don't need to be part of it. And the war on consciousness is designed in such a way that most people will never see through it. That most people will continue to live their lives in a state of amnesia and in an illusion as to what is really happening in this world. And this isn't me saying, oh, like, well, you're lower than me or less than me because of that. No. We each and every one of us have a duty to ourselves to be sovereign, to look beyond what is being presented to us. And to see it for ourselves, the truth. Now, I'm somebody, I talk about truth all the time. I'm very committed to truth. Like in astrology, my midheaven, and you could say what I'm here for, although we could debunk that as well, is in Libra, which is represents truth, balance, harmony, justice. I'm a humanitarian. If you look at numerology, my life path 9, which is a humanitarian, I have an 11th house stellium in astrology. 11th house is a human is traditionally the Aquarius house. I have an 11th house stellium in Virgo. Like, I'm here for human consciousness. I'm here to help and activate and heal and ascend and whatever. Awaken, accelerate human fucking consciousness. And I do that through truth. And I have a unique knack, gift, ability, whatever you want to call it, to be able to see the truth. But I see it at the different layers. I see the illusion at the different layers based on my consciousness as I elevate and expand my own consciousness. I'm able to see the illusions of the previous level that I couldn't fully see. And the war on consciousness is designed to keep us so that we don't raise our frequency, that we don't realize that this is all just fucking bullshit around us, that we don't need to suffer, we don't need to witness people suffering because our consciousness has been trapped to keep us in this like virtual reality simulation of human fucking suffering. Now, this isn't to take away what people are experiencing right now, because it is a very real fucking experience for people in Gaza who are being murdered. Like, that is the only way I can describe it, as being murdered by the corrupt, psychopathic Israeli state government. This is a genocide. This is a fucking genocide that is happening, that we are witnessing in real time playing out before us. This is a genocide designed to get rid of the Palestinian people so that the Israeli state government can colonize more land. And when you look at the history of Palestine and Israel and everything, and Israel didn't become a state until 1948. Palestine was a country before then. There's all sorts of stuff. Anyway, there's all sorts of stuff you can look at with that. But this war on consciousness right now, I do believe that people are waking up more to who we truly are, and that we don't need to suffer, and we don't need to be fed these lies and this bullshit and these illusions. And people are calling that out. And I believe in standing for truth. I stand for truth and I stand for justice. And I will not stand by and watch innocent people being murdered in a genocide, because it literally breaks my fucking heart to witness what is happening. And I also won't be fucking quiet on it, because there is so much spiritual bypassing right now with spiritual influencers, spiritual teachers, spiritual leaders, where people say, oh, well, actually, I'm not going to talk on it because, like, it's going to lower my frequency, or I'm just going to keep my energy okay. Yes, I believe in keeping our energy as whole as possible, that we shouldn't be allowing things to harvest our energy. But from the other side, I believe that each and every one of us should bear witness to what is happening in Gaza right now, because it is a message for everyone. It is a message for every single human on this planet, irrelevant of where you come from. It is a message to everyone that we cannot be oppressed by those who seek to oppress us. And that could look like the boss in your job, or a family member, or a religion, or a government. You know, over the last fucking 3 years, look at the oppression that has been put on people, on humans, by fucking governments. You must listen to us. You must take these shitty vaccines. You must wear these shitty fucking masks. You must do this. You must do this. You can't speak truth. You can't go and protest. You can't do out. The oppression is everywhere. So what is happening in Gaza right now is happening to all of us. We're literally just seeing it playing out in a physical realm, where we have been, where we're literally having our eyes on the oppression of the Palestinian people by an oppressive colonial regime, a fascist regime of like the Israeli state government. And we're witnessing it playing out in real time, so that we can look within and see where there is oppression in our lives. Are we where we're accepting oppression from some aspect of our lives, or where we're being the oppressor to someone in our lives or to others? Like, this is a real case of looking within and seeing the fucking truth, which is why there's so much bypassing right now of people who, you know, spiritual entrepreneurs, spiritual leaders, spiritual teachers, whatever, and obviously everyone else. There's such a bypassing right now because people don't want to see it. Well, I'm going to look after my energy. I'm going to keep my energy intact, so I'm not going to watch it because it affects me, because like it's really sad. Yes, it's fucking sad to watch dead babies in videos that are being recorded by the people who are going through this. It's absolutely fucking horrific. Absolutely fucking horrific. But to me, what's more horrific is the bypassing of people who don't want to see what's happening, because I'm going to protect my energy. Like, to me, I can't comprehend that. But obviously, this isn't to get into a tit for tat or anything like that. It's a case of, we each have I believe that we each have a voice, and we each have a duty to truth. However truth shows up in your life, we each have a duty of truth. I am a highly fucking sensitive person, highly fucking sensitive, very empathic, very sensitive, with a massive heart that feels everything. I have the planet Neptune on my ascendant in astrology, literally within less than a degree. So it's like a very, very powerful conjunction. Neptune on the ascendant, making me highly sensitive and highly empathic. And also somebody who sees through illusion, because Neptune is a planet of illusion. So I'm highly sensitive and highly empathic. I feel other people's pain. I feel the suffering. I feel it. It is my gift. I have had that weaponized against me. I've had my gift weaponized against me for so fucking long. My sensitivity, my empathy has been weaponized against me by so many people throughout my life. And it is a gift for me to be able to feel that pain of another and take that pain away. Not to absorb it. I don't need to absorb it into my body. But I am an alchemist. And it is my gift to be able to take that pain, to take that suffering, to take that hopelessness within somebody, whatever they are experiencing in their lives, and to alchemize that into truth, into light, into purity, into hope. To bring hope in the darkness where you think that there is none. And I'm trying not to cry right now because of everything that's going on. So I don't believe that we should be turning away from what is happening in Gaza. I don't believe in the whole bypassing of I'm not going to watch it because I'm going to protect my energy. Like I can walk past somebody living homeless on the street and I can feel their pain. There's a guy I've gotten to know recently in my home city who I talk to, who's homeless. I buy him drinks, I buy him food, you know, get to know him, get to know his story, because I can't walk past him and watch him sitting in the freezing fucking cold without a hot meal or a hot drink or something like that. I just can't. And to hear people saying, oh, well, I'm not going to look at this because it's really horrific. I've seen people commenting on other people's posts saying, I wish you'd stop sharing these really horrific images and videos of children and babies because it's really upsetting. Well, don't fucking follow them then. You don't have to look. We each have a choice. We each have a choice. I've had a few people follow me on social media this week. I don't give a fuck. Like, I believe in truth and justice. I believe in peace and harmony and hope. And I believe that we are each being asked right now to bear witness to this horrific fucking genocide that is happening in Gaza right now. Because it is happening to all of us at some level is oppression, where our voice has been restricted, where our truth has been demonized, where our gifts, our empathy has been weaponized against us, where we have those of us who spoke out about like fucking bullshit COVID and who refused to comply with the narrative were demonized as being granny killers or whatever, or oh my god, you're going to make me ill. No, I'm not. The fucking mask that you're wearing, maybe you want to take it off your mouth. So to turn away from what is happening is kind of ironic, because we're all bearing witness to it right now. We're all bearing witness to this truth that is becoming more conscious right now because of this what is happening in Gaza. And so to turn away from it and to refuse to see it and to be like, I need to protect my energy. Yes, you can protect your energy and still bear witness to what is happening right now. You don't have to lock yourself away or anything like that. But anyway, this is a war on consciousness. Some would call it spiritual warfare, whatever. But it is a war on consciousness because it is designed to keep everything, not just what is happening in Gaza, but everything in the world that has been happening for eons and millennia and everything, is a war on consciousness designed to keep human consciousness in a lower frequency, designed to keep us in the illusion that we have free will in this world, that we're here by choice, that we have incarnated to evolve and grow and ascend. Honestly, I'm debunking so much stuff right now from my own narrative that I took to be true until I've expanded my consciousness even more to now see the illusions that I wasn't seeing, because illusions are, it's a labyrinth, it's a layer, it's a maze. And when you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that maze, you unlock more layers of illusion that you weren't able to see before. But now you can see with clarity that you couldn't see before. Like everything is just, it's a layer. And there's something that I channeled years ago from my higher self around, what did I say? Peeling back the onion layers. It doesn't sound very sexy, does it? But peeling back the onion layers of people to liberate them from themselves. Which is why I'm so passionate about serving humanity and the higher frequency consciousness and awakening that true divine self within each and every one of us. Because there is potential there. There is always potential. There is always hope. Always hope. Even in this utter fucking darkness that like people of Gaza are witnessing and the world is witnessing, there is darkness for us all to witness it. I have hope that this will bring about a change in consciousness where people will begin to see the illusions that are right before us, that the governments and world leaders don't really have our best interests at heart. And that's been really fucking obvious for the last 3 years since COVID. That pharmaceutical companies aren't there for the greater good. They're there to make, you know, keep people sick and make money. That food is being altered and genetically modified, not for our health, but to keep people sicker, to infuse us with synthetics and everything. I've had some issues recently with my own health. I've always had like anemia on and off for years now. For years and years. Sometimes it'll be there, sometimes it'll go. And last year, I was on iron tablets for a couple of years until I started getting really sick and wondering why I was taking these iron tablets but still feeling fucking shit. Until my intuition led me to somebody's podcast where she was talking about anemia and iron tablets, and actually the iron, because it's not water soluble like say like vitamin C or B vitamins, you can't pee it out, it actually builds up in toxicity within your body as like, and then it makes us sicker. I was like, oh my God, that makes sense. So I stopped with the iron tablets and started getting the iron from other sources like red meat and liver as well. I was like, because apparently it's the best source of iron. And I was coming up, I'm not vegan. I tried vegan for a while, but my body functions better with meat. Again, I'm not here for like division with people. You know, people like, oh, you need to be vegan. Some people like, you need to be meat. You eat whatever makes your body feel good. For me, my body feels nourished and better and healthier with meat. And I've had some issues recently, like obviously I've had my bloods checked. And it came back with really low iron and also really low folate. So two different types of anemia. I was like, fucking hell. So I can't even think where I'm going with this now. Oh, that was it. Honestly, I got on so many fucking tangents. And I said to the doctor, well, I'll just start eating more liver because it's the best source of iron. And the doctor said to me, oh, but have these iron tablets. I said, I don't really want the iron tablets because they make me sick because I build up toxicity and then it makes me feel even shitter. Oh no, but these tablets will be better for you than food. And I thought, oh, since when has a synthetic manufactured substance been better for us than the bioavailability of a natural food? makes no fucking sense. But obviously, it's pushed by the pharmaceutical companies and by the doctors because obviously they make money out of it. But it just goes to show, like, how much there is a war on consciousness to keep humans from really understanding our divinity and our potential by keeping us trapped in this simulation, this matrix of manufactured synthetic shit. I can't think of a better way to say it. I do actually have a really good grasp on the English language, but sometimes I just have certain select words that I like to use. It keeps us in this state of being manufactured, of being altered, of not being true. If you think of what, of people having vaccines upon vaccines, this isn't to like to demonize any. In fact, you go with whatever, wherever your consciousness is and where whatever you feel right. But obviously, if you've been coerced into having a vaccine because you get a fucking donut, or was it a blowjob in Belgium or Holland or wherever it was, some brothel offering free sex sessions. It's honestly the utter bullshit. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. But you go with whatever feels right for you. But that's the thing, like we're being like we're full of impurity. Food has has chemicals or hormones or whatever. The water's got shit in it. There's vaccines that we're encouraged to take, medicine that we're encouraged to take, everything, it kind of like depurifies us, if that's even a word, and it alters our genetic makeup, it alters our computer software. Because if you think of it, we are literally living in a simulation, therefore, we are programs and software living in a simulation. Everything is designed to keep us from our pure state. Everything. The manipulation of the mainstream media, the bombardment of news and information on our consciousness, where you never know like what is true, what is not, and everything. Wars and divisions and everything is designed to keep us in this lower frequency. It's designed to keep us impure. It's designed to keep us in an altered state of consciousness so that we're not really fully aware of who we actually are, because we can't see who we actually are. Because everything's muddied with this fucking illusion and this amnesia that we have to our actual divine fucking truth. That is the state of play, and that is the war of consciousness. Everything is designed to keep us from actually seeing who we truly are and becoming who we truly are and activating that divine blueprint within us to be all that ever was, ever will be, and everything, and being infinite beings of source consciousness. Everything is designed to keep us from our truest fucking expression. Everything. And this war on consciousness is exactly that. It's designed to keep us from in this oppressed state, in this illusion that we actually have freedom, when actually if you speak out and shit, you get cancelled, or you go to a protest and you get arrested, or people are having their they're calling this shit out in public of what's happening in Gaza and being told you can't say that, you can't fly that flag. Why the fuck not? Everything, like literally we're seeing the oppression playing out in every single person. You can't come into this shop unless you have a mask on. You can't come to this family gathering unless you have a vaccine. You can't eat here unless you wear a mask. You can't speak up on that because it's going to offend that person. You can't do that because we actually don't think that you should be allowed to do it. Like, the oppression is everywhere in human society, absolutely everywhere. And to me, that is what we're seeing with Gaza right now. Obviously, it's absolutely fucking horrific. The genocide that is happening, the murder, the brutal fucking horrific murder that is happening to innocent civilians right now by the oppressor, the Israeli state government, by the abuser. This is classic narcissism, really, if you want to go there. This is classic narcissism and gaslighting of where the abuser tries to make out that they are the victim and they change the narrative, and it's a web of lies, lies weaved into lies, weaved into lies, weaved into lies. That is a complete mind fuck. And anyone who's experienced narcissistic abuse will know where I'm coming from when it's like you can't see things clearly because your mind has been fucked so much by the abuser that you don't know what's true and what's not. And that is what's happening right now with this war on consciousness, and also what's happening with Gaza, where the very really fucking obvious genocide that is happening is being dismissed as, oh, there's a terrorist in that place, therefore we need to go after him. No, there's not. Fucking prove it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've not caught any terrorists, they've not killed any terrorists or whatever. Do the terrorists actually exist? No. The terrorists are the Israeli state government. Just as the British government are terrorists, just as the American government are terrorists. By funding war and funding the oppression and funding the fucking genocide. Like, it's just beyond belief that we're living in 2023 where you can see what is happening. And for some of us, it is really clear. And I accept that for other people, it's not really clear because that is the level of consciousness that that person is at. And this isn't from a place of hierarchy or anything. It's just we each have a different level of consciousness. And we each see illusion in a different way, depending on the layer of consciousness that we have unlocked and expanded into. And some people just can't see it, and I accept where they're at. But we each have a duty to look deeper into ourselves and understand, well, why is this happening? And to speak up on it, and to stand for truth, and to stand for justice. Because this is a war on consciousness, and will continue to be a war on consciousness until people start seeing the illusion of what is around us, and seeing the division playing out, and seeing how we're constantly being pitted against each other to feed the fucking astral demonic entities who want to keep humans enslaved. I shall leave it there. I have talked for a while. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to come follow me on Instagram, it's at Leanne Juliet. And I can't think of anything else to say other than thank you for listening. I'm open to hearing people's comments on this and whatever, and I will chat to you all very, very soon. Bye.